今日嘅经文系喺尼希米记一章一至十一节。尼希米记一章一至十一节，哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达士西王二十年，基斯流月，我在书山城的宫中，那时有我一个弟兄哈纳尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话就坐下哭泣悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祷告说，耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、向你诫命的人守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看、侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你藉着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中，但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们召聚回来，带到我所选择立为我名的居所。这都是你仆人，这都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大能和大力的手所救赎的。主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。我是作王走正的。
Amen. Thank you.多谢晒。You know, the birth of a vision begins with a love for mankind.
一个意象的开始就是由对世人的爱开始。
And this is how God started his vision for the world.
这个就是神怎么样开始对这个世界的一个意象开始。
Because John 3:16 tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to the world.
因为约翰福音三章十六节讲到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
It was love that led God to have this vision to send his son on a mission to save the world.
就是这个神的爱是让到他有这个意象，去让他差派他的独生子来到世上。
And it is love that prompted Nehemiah to have this vision to serve his people after hearing about a situation in Jerusalem.
就是爱让到尼希米有这个意象 去服侍他的子民，在他听了这个报告之后。
And the same love then drove him to go on his knees to ask God for help.
同样地，亦都是爱让他是跪下来在神面前去祈祷，寻求神的帮助。
And then, in the midst of that prayer, he sacrificed himself as the instrument for God to use to fulfill that vision.
而在祷告当中，他就牺牲了自己，是成为一个工具去被神使用。
You know, Hanani, we read here that Hanani came to visit him in this place called Susa.
是经文提到哈拿尼是来到书山城那里去探望尼希米。
And it is translated he is a brother.
他这里形容是他是一个弟兄。
Whether he is a real brother or a distant relative or just a Jewish brother, so to speak, he came to seek Nehemiah to tell him about what's happening in Jerusalem.
无论是真是弟兄或者亲戚，或者只是犹太人入面的其中一个弟兄，他是来到尼希米面前去报告关于那些人的境况。
And Susa is actually the modern Iran.
苏珊城在现代来讲就是伊朗。
And it is actually not the place where the king lived, but it was the winter. When winter comes, he goes there and spend his winter there.
那个并不是皇帝平时住的地方，而是过冬的时候一个冬宫。
And the king that Nehemiah served as a cupbearer was the Persian king by the name of Artaxerxes.
而尼希米所服侍嘅做王酒政嘅呢个皇帝就系阿达士西王，系波斯王。
And the work of a cupbearer is to taste the food and the drink of the king to make sure that it is not poison。
做王酒政嘅工作就系要试饮试食皇帝嘅饮食，去确定佢哋系冇毒嘅。
So this job is not given to their own citizen or their own people.
因此呢个职位唔会俾本国嘅国民。
But to those slaves and prisoners.
而系俾到嗰啲嘅奴隶同埋嗰啲被囚嘅人。
So as long as the food are not poisoned, Nehemiah can enjoy his life in the palace.
如果嗰啲食物系冇问题冇毒嘅话，咁尼希米就可以继续享受宫中嘅生活。
And this we are told here that this is a time of winter.The month of Kislev.
呢度系讲到系基斯流月，系冬季嘅时间。
And our modern calendar then will be around mid-November to December.
现今嘅日历就系十一月中到十二月左右。
And the year was 445 BC in the 12th year of Artaxerxes' reign.
系阿达士西王在位第十二个月，系主前445年。
And Nehemiah is said to be the son of Hekaliah.
尼希米就是阿加利亚的儿子。
And his name, his father's name means, you know, when God reveals.
哈加利亚的意思就是当神去揭示。
Or to whomever God reveals.
是为到任何的人去启示。
Whereas Nehemiah's name meant the Lord comforts.
尼希米这个名字的意思是神的安慰。
And so God is going to use Nehemiah to comfort his people in Jerusalem in their times of trouble.
神是用尼希米去安慰那些以色列人在他们是患难的时候。
And this is true that report Hanani came and gave to him.
就是哈拿尼来到去报告关于那些弟兄的境况。
And so when he heard about what's happening to the returnees in Jerusalem,He wept and mourned for many days.
当尼希米听到那些被掳归回那些的犹太人的时候，同埋耶路撒冷的光景的时候，他就是坐下哀哭。
And Hanani said that the people there, you know, in Jerusalem, they are in great trouble and they are in disgrace.
Hanani 提到那些剩下归回那些人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱。
And so, when he wept and mourned, he fasted, he prayed to God to ask for help.
当尼希米坐下哭泣，亦都系去禁食祷告嘅时候，佢就去求神嘅帮助。
And this is a common practice of the Jews when they pray, they fast.
犹太人系好时常都系当佢哋祷告嘅时候就禁食。
And today fasting is like sort of an option for us.
今日对我哋嚟讲，禁食就好似一个可有可无嘅事。
And in fact, for us living in an affluent society,You know, eating is a pleasure.
确实在现今咁富裕的社会，进食是一个好享受的事情。
So we rather fast from prayer than from food.
我们就是禁戒去祷告，而不是禁戒饮食。
And the trouble that Hanani mentioned here is supposedly believed to be caused by a famine that happened recently.
这个嘅祷告，这个嘅报告，就是因为当时是有一个嘅饥荒。
And some commentators say that things are so bad that some Jews were selling themselves and their children as slaves.
当时有啲犹太人系甚至乎将佢哋嘅儿女去卖出去做奴隶。
And actually, Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 2 to 4 actually confirms that.
而喺经文嘅第五章嗰度，亦都系有提及到。
And then the disgrace he was talking about was referring to the ruined state of the wall of Jerusalem.
而那个经文提到受凌辱的地方就是耶路撒冷城墙被拆。
And this poses a threat for those who live in Jerusalem.
是对住在耶路撒冷城里面的人来讲是一个很大的危险。
Because the enemies could come in the night and attack them.
因为敌人可以在夜间来到去攻击他们。
We do not face those kinds of troubles or disgrace.
我哋就冇咁样遇到类似嘅情况。
Living in a modern, nice and powerful nation like USA.
在现今一个这么强大的美国入面住的时候就没有这样的情况。
But obviously we also have a broken wall.
但是我们也有一个穿窿的城墙。
That's illegal immigrants are coming into the city, into the country.
有很多非法移民是入到来这个境内。
You know, we have different kinds of troubles.
我们有很多不同类型的问题困难。
And even disgrace or failures in our lives.
甚至乎在生命里面有些所谓的凌辱。
Whether individually or even as a nation.
无论是个别的作为个人来讲或者是整个国家来讲。
You know, when I think of the last financial crisis.
当我想到上一次经济衰退经济 的衰退的时候。
It not only created trouble for our people, but it created trouble for everybody else in the world.
不单只是为到国民自己是带来麻烦带来问题而且是为到世界上其他人带来问题。
Because of the intricate, you know, of the economy of the world.
因为世界经济是几咁互为的影响。
And instead of admitting of our failure or our disgrace, we just print more money to build up those who created the trouble.
我哋没有去承认自己嘅错误或者过失，反而系净系咁印银纸去解决呢个问题。
Because we need to say, that's what they say, we need to uphold this economy and these corporations.
因为佢哋要所谓撑，要撑住呢个经济或者撑住呢啲嘅大企业。
You know, General Motors was one of the recipient.
通用汽车就系其中一个接受政府帮助嘅。
And today, she is more committed to China than to USA.
但现在通用汽车却是委身于中国多过委身于美国。
That built her out during that time.
就是美国政府其实那阵是帮了她一把的。
And although no one sold their children or themselves as slaves,
纵使现今没有人将自己儿女卖出来做奴隶。
But many people lost their jobs and their homes.To the very institutions and corporations that were built out by the taxpayers' money.
但是许多人却是失去工作、失去房屋，就是正正因为那些大企业，就是那些被纳税人所救出来的那些大企业。
This is what you get into in putting your faith into the economy, into the government.
当我们将信心摆在政府和摆在我们现今的经济的时候。
Instead of God Himself,
就是会咁发生咁嘅情况，而冇我哋冇摆信心喺神上面。
And even today, we are still doing the same thing.
现在今日我哋仍然系咁样继续做。
You know, because the love for God, the love of people, has been eroded and taken away because of this economy.
因为对神嘅爱、对人嘅爱就系咁样系被拿走，系因为今日嘅经济嘅境况。
Love must push us to the point where we will seek God for help.
爱要驱使到我哋一个点，就系要寻求神嘅帮助。
In times of trouble,
就系喺呢啲艰难嘅境况嘅时候。
You know, in the history of the Jews, there are actually three returns from Babylon.
喺犹太人嘅历史入边，有三次由巴比伦嗰度归回。
And in fact, actually, in the history of Israel, there are three times they were slaves in other countries.
在以色列人的历史里面有两次是在不同的国家那里是做奴隶。
The first time was in Egypt, right?
第一次就是在埃及是不是
And they, God has to use Moses to bring them out.
神是用摩西去救他们出来。
And the second time was in Assyria.
第二次就是在叙利亚嗰度
，and the third time is Babylon。
第三次就喺亚述嗰度，就系喺巴比伦嗰度。
And this book is written in the times when they were exiled in Babylon and come back from exile to Jerusalem。
而尼希米记就系喺第三次喺巴比伦去被掳之后归回嘅时候所写。
And Ezra, the book before Nehemiah, he actually mentioned about two returns from the first two returns from Babylon。
以斯拉记就提到是之前两次由巴比伦归回的那两次。
In 538, led by Zerubbabel.
在主前538年由所罗巴伯所带回来。
In 458, led by Ezra himself.
在主前458年由以斯拉带回来。
And Nehemiah's book actually is talking about that third group that returned to Jerusalem in 445 BC.
而尼希米就是带第三班人在主前445年回来。
And in the book of Ezra, Ezra also wept, but he wept for the sin of Israel.
以斯拉都有哀哭，佢哀哭就系为到以色列人嘅罪。
And Nehemiah, yes, he wept for the sin of Israel, but he also wept for the trouble and disgrace of the Israelites.
尼希米亦都系哀哭以色列人嘅罪，并且系耶路撒冷嘅大难同埋凌辱。
And some people ask, why did Nehemiah has to portray or display such strong emotions about it?
有啲人问点解尼希米要咁样有咁强烈嘅情绪嘅反应呢
？Because he obviously knew the walls were destroyed by the Babylonian in 587 BC when they conquered it.
佢必定系已经知道巴比伦人喺主前587年已经毁咗耶路撒冷城墙。
So there's nothing really for him to cry about.
对佢嚟讲，都呢、这个都唔系一个什么事系佢让得值得佢哀哭。
But he could be crying for his people, period.
但是他是为到他的子民去哀哭。
Okay. And then, so because of that, people were making a suggestion why he was so emotional.
亦都有很多人去讲到为什么他会这么大的情绪反应呢。
And so one of them was that because when he heard about all these things, his heart was moved. And God was moving his heart so that he would serve His people.
其中一个讲法就是他的心是被打动，神是去打动他的心，以致到他去服侍他的子民。
My question is, why didn't God just tell him like he tell Moses?
但我的问题就是，为什么神不直接跟他讲呢？好像神直接跟摩西去吩咐一样。
I'm not discounting the suggestion, but all these factors could be there.
其实呢度所有嘅讲法都可能。
Another suggestion was that this destruction of the wall is a second one, not the one Babylon did.
第二个讲法系呢个耶路撒冷城墙嘅被毁系第二次被毁，而唔系第一次喺巴比伦人嗰次。
We do not know.
我哋唔知道。
But whatever it is, heroes don't cry.
但无论如何，英雄流血不流泪。
Right. He used the proverbs of the Chinese. Right? and so you won't find Chinese men crying like Nehemiah in public.
你唔会见到有中国人系好似尼希米咁样喺公开嘅场合嗰度去流泪。
Because we don't want to lose face.
因为我哋会觉得啊系冇面咁样。
It's a disgrace that we want to avoid.
是我们是想避免这种的丑事。
But if you understand the Jewish tradition and the Jewish people, it's not about saving face.
但如果是认识犹太人他们的传统的话，这个不是关乎面子的问题。
It's about sincerity.
是关于坦诚。
It's about authenticity.
是关于真实。
When they repent of their sin.
当他们去回转认他们的罪的时候。
Because they believe that God sees everything, you don't have to hide in front of God.
因为他们相信神是看透万事，不需要在神面前去隐藏什么。
And it is based on that sense of reverence and love for Him.
是基于对神的敬畏和爱。
Because when a person really loves the Lord and fears the Lord, he will pray sincerely,even if his tears were pouring out.
因为当对神是尊敬同埋去敬畏嘅时候，佢就会系从心嘅咁样去祷告，纵使佢系流泪。
You see, love is a powerful feeling that can motivate us to do the things that we are afraid to do.
爱系一个好大嘅力量嘅情绪，系让到我推动我哋去做一啲我哋唔敢做嘅事情。
And that's why some people die for love.
因此有些人是为爱而去牺牲。
And so love motivates us to pray.
爱是推动驱使我们去祷告。
It should motivate us to pray.
是应该驱使我们去祷告。
And when you pray, the result is your faith in God is renewed and strengthened.
当我们去祷告的时候，我们对神的信心就是重新的更新和去建立。
But what is faith?
但是信心是什么呢？
And there are many definitions of faith out there.
信心有很多的定义。
But a simple one that I have is faith is just believing what God reveals to you is true.
信心对我来讲就是相信神所启示的是真实的。
That means whatever God tells you or whatever shows you, you believe it to be true and you trust Him for it without, you know, doubts.
就是相信神所对你所启示的就是毫不犹豫地去相信。
No, there's a story about George Foreman that he wrote about himself in the book called God in My Corner.
乔治福尔曼是写了一本书是叫做神在我的城角。
And he's the first heavyweight boxing champion to win the title, twice.
他是第一个世界重量级拳击冠军是两次夺得。
The second time he won it was at when he was 45 years old.
第二次夺得这个宝座的时候是45岁。
How many of you are 45 years old?
在座有几多个系四十五岁？
That's one. I don't believe him. That one I don't believe
him. 我唔相信佢系四十五岁。
Okay. You know, some of us were at an age of 45 where we start saying, "Oh, 老咯，冇力咯。
" 在有啲人系四十五岁就话啊，老啦，冇力啦。
Right?
系咪？
But in his book he says this.
但喺佢嘅书上面佢咁写。
When he was fighting his trying to win back his second title.
当他第二次想赢取这个冠军的时候。
He says, when I climb in the ring during my comeback.
当我复出走上擂台的时候。
The announcers often introduce me as the former heavyweight champion of the world.
主持介绍我称呼我为前重量级拳王。
As they introduce me, I mumble to myself.
当他们这样介绍我的时候我就自己跟自己说
And the next heavyweight champion of the world.
亦是下一个世界重量级拳王。
And then, it's not pride, no? This is what he says.
这个是他自己所说的。
He says, how could I ever win this title or win the title if I didn't believe that I could?
若我不相信自己能胜出又怎能真的胜出呢？
If you have a great dream you are attempting to fulfill in a life,You got to believe it can happen before you can actually do it.
如果你生命里有个伟大的梦想要实现，你必须相信它能发生，你才会真的做到。
And he says, I wasn't trying to be proud.
而他说，我不是骄傲。
I simply believe what God had promised me that I would regain the title.
我只是单单相信神应许给我的，就是重夺冠军的咸头。
And I believe he must be praying for it.
他可能是祷告。咁样。
And God promised him.
而神系应许。
And that's why when he went into the ring, he was going to win it.
因此佢上擂台嘅时候佢就要去赢。
And that is what faith in what God says and trusting him even looks impossible.
呢个就系相信神所启示嘅俾你嘅系真实嘅纵使睇起上嚟系冇可能发生。
You see, when you start praying,God renews your faith.
当你祷告的时候神是会更新你的信心。
He strengthens your thinking and your belief.
他是去建立你的相信你的信心和你的思想。
And Nehemiah believes God truly loves his chosen people.
尼希米是真实相信神是爱他所拣选的子民。
And he believes God said that he is faithful to the covenant he made with them.
而亦都相信神是对于他所与他子民所立的约是信实的。
Because God specifically, when he was telling Moses, he says, if you people obey me, I will bless you. If you people disobey me, I will curse you.
因为神对摩西说的话，如果你们犯罪，就会是去咒诅他们。如果他们是去跟从他的话语，谨守他的诫命，他就会祝福，神就会祝福他们。
And so Nehemiah was so certain that he can trust God based on his promise that if they obey him, he will bless him. So in the next chapter, you'll find that Nehemiah gave up his comfort living in the palace to go serve his people in ruined Jerusalem.
尼希米是相信神的这样的应许，因此在下一章的时候就见得到他是放弃了他在宫中的职位，而是去到耶路撒冷那里服侍他的同胞。
And this leads me to my second point.
咁而就係對到我哋嘅第二個點。
You know, love not only motivates us to pray, but love must also motivate us to sacrifice.
愛唔單止係驅使我哋去禱告，亦都驅使我哋去作犧牲。
Verses 5 to 11, which I want to talk about.
係第五至十一節。
And that is a summary of the content of Nehemiah's prayer.
呢段係尼希米嘅禱告嘅摘要。
And remember, I say summary and not the whole prayer that he made, because he spent many days fasting and praying. So it cannot be everything that about his prayer that is recorded here.
呢度并非尼希米祷告嘅全文，因为系花咗几日嘅时间去禁食祷告，所以呢个系摘要。
And so the summary tells us that he appealed to God to answer him.After he confesses the sin of Israel,
尼希米去求告神，去应允佢嘅祷告。佢系喺向神认罪嘅时候之后。
If you can read it for yourself again when you go back, it's from verses 5-7.
喺五至七节嘅时候。
And then he told God the reason why God should listen to his prayer, and answer it.
而之后就系提到系点解神要应允佢嘅祷告。
And you find that in verses 8 and 9.
在第八至九第九节提到。
And that reason is because of the covenant he made with Israel.
个原因是因为神与以色列人所立的约。
And also in verse 10, when he says, because he is a servant who fear God.
而第十节亦都是提到，因为那些都是你的仆人，你的百姓，也就是敬畏你的人。
You know,Nehemiah is pretty bold in his prayer, right?
尼希米对这个祷告是很大胆的，是吗？
But if you carefully read, you'll find that he actually is submitting himself to this sovereign, great, and awesome God as his servant. You find this in verses 5, 6, and 11.
但如果细心看的时候，看五节、六节和十一节那里，就看得到尼希米是降服在这位大而可畏的神的主权底下。
And he's able to be bold and courageous to ask God for that because he's basing it or appealing it on the basis of this covenant.
尼希米是大胆的求神，因为他是基于神所对以色列人所立的约。
He appealed to his faithfulness as one who what keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands.
尼希米求助于神的信实，就是那一位向爱神、守神诫命的人，守约施慈爱。
And he has a holistic idea of who God is.
佢系有一个整全嘅观念，系究竟神系一位点样嘅神。
And if you think about it, when you believe God in that way, the natural thing then is submission and obedience.
当你咁样去睇神嘅时候，就个自然嘅反应就系去降服同埋服从神。
And these submissions and obedience are triads of a selfless person.
降服同埋服从神就系呢个无私嘅人嘅特质。
Because a man full of himself will always be self-righteous and will not submit or listen to anyone else.
因为一个自以为是的人是会觉得自义，而不会聆听任何其他人。
In fact, he will only want to subvert the authority.
事实上他会是想去希望去抵抗这个权威。
Because that's our sinful nature, the basic sinful nature of men.
因为这个是作为人的一个基本的罪性。
We want to rebel.
我们希望去叛逆。
We may not rebel actively as Chinese,
我哋未必会系好主动咁样去叛逆。
You know, we won't go on the street and march the street.
我哋好少会系上街游行。
But we will passively, manipulatively try to get what we want.
我哋会系用消极嘅方法，用操纵别人嘅方法去攞到我哋所想要嘅嘢。
And we will never sacrifice or make sacrifices.For anyone, even God.
我哋永远都唔会为其他人去牺牲，甚至乎唔会为神去牺牲。
unlike Nehemiah.
唔似尼希米咁樣。
He sacrificed his life, the comfort living in a palace.
尼希米擺上佢嘅生命，去放棄佢喺宮中嘅舒適嘅生活。
To serve a people in trouble.
去服侍喺大患難中嘅人。
In another place.
喺另外一個地方嘅人。
Nehemiah had a vision.
尼希米有一個異象。
And now he goes on a mission.
現在佢就行出嚟，係有呢個嘅工作。
And the vision is based on love for people.
呢個異象係基異象係基於對人嘅愛。
You know our vision is based on what? A lot of time.
我哋嘅異象係基於乜嘢呢？
We want to be the biggest church, so we must have a vision.To build the biggest church or the biggest worship center.
我哋有意象系成为最大嘅教会，所以我哋就要建一个最大嘅堂。
It's so different from the Bible.
呢个系真系同圣经好唔同。
And then going on, Nehemiah, he talks about the covenant of love that God had with them.
而尼希米亦都提到。神对他们的爱的一个约。
And this covenant of love, as he described it, can be translated actually covenant and mercy.
这个爱的约也可以被翻译为约和怜悯。
And so Nehemiah is actually appealing to God that because of your covenant of love that you promised us, please act mercifully with us.
尼希米就是呼求神他的约是因为佢神是去保证咗佢哋是要去对以色列人是有呢个怜悯。
And in Hebrew, the word hesed, we all have often been told that it means being faithful or faithfulness.
希伯来字呢个 hesed 就是讲到是守约或者是信实。
And this word is used in the context of this covenant.
而呢个字喺呢度用到，就系讲到神对以色列人嘅约嚟讲。
And that covenant, as I say, has a promise or a dual-pronged promise. That is, if you obey, you will be blessed. If you don't, you will be judged.
呢个嘅约系有两方面，一个就系若果系听命嘅话，就会系被祝福；如果系唔听命嘅话，就会被咒诅。
And so they have broken that covenant by their sin.
而以色列人却是去没有守约。
And so Nehemiah, amidst of their sin, and he asked for God's forgiveness.
而尼希米就是认罪，而是寻求神的饶恕。
And notice he didn't make any excuses.
而要注意他没有去讲到什么藉口。
He didn't blame others.
他没有讲到是其他人的问题。
He didn't justify for what they did.
他没有合理化他们所作的。
And in fact, he included himself and his father's house.
他甚至包括了自己和他父的家。
He says, we have acted very wickedly towards you.
我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我们向你所行的甚是邪恶。
You know, oftentimes, I hear people come say, oh, I'm sorry for this. And then after the sorry this, then they start telling you the reason to justify for what they did.
有好多时都会听到对唔住做咗某一样嘢，跟住就即刻会听到有好多理由去合理化自己所作嘅。
You don't find this in Nehemiah's confession.
喺尼希米嘅呢个认罪冇咁样揾到啲藉口。
He says not only it's their problem, but he says it's also my problem.
唔单止系讲到系指嗰啲以色列人嘅问题，而且系自己嘅问题。
It's not you or me.
唔系你同我之分。
But we.Are all guilty.
而是我们一同都是有罪。
And until we learn this principle as a church,
我们必须要这样去学习这个的原则。
We will always say, they, the Mandarin people, they, the English people.
我们作为教会要学习这样的原则，如果不是就成日都说他们国语堂，他们英文堂。
You know, we are in it together.
我们是一同要承担。
As long as we want to stay together.
我们要有一同的一起的时候，我们就要一同承担。
And we are in it, whether it's good or whether it's bad.
无论是好的或者是坏的，我们都是一同承担。
But instead, we like to blame.
但是我们却是很喜欢去指责别人。
Instead of support each other.
而不是彼此的去支持。
I'm not saying that you are doing it, I'm just giving you an illustration.
我是去这样去讲给你们听是怎样。
Because I know I work with you guys, I know you are not like that.
我知道大家不是这样。
See, we don't deserve God's mercy.
我们不配得神的怜悯。
You know, I'm jumping from the Old Testament to the New Testament now.
现在就去到新约的时候。
You know, like the Israelites, we don't deserve God's mercy.
作为以色列人，我们不配得神的怜悯。
And even after we become believers, we still have this problem of sinfulness in us.
我们成为信徒之后，仍然有罪性的问题。
And yet God gave us a promise.
但神却应许我们。
1 John 1:9.
是约翰一书第一章第九节。
And it is for Christians.
是为基督徒而设。
God in there, He promised that if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us.
如果我们承认自己的罪，神是信实的、公义的，他必赦免我们的罪。
And if you go back to Old Testament, the Israelites.
是到旧约的时候，那些以色列人。
You know, the common promise that He will bless them if they obey and judge them if they disobey. And God most of the time spare them of the judgment.
而在个约入面是子民听命的时候就神会祝福，子民不听命的时候神就会审判。那很多时候会见到是神是没有审判他们。
And even when He judged them over and over again, He forgave them when they turn back to Him.
就算是当神审判他们的时候，那些子民回转的时候，神亦都是宽恕他们。
And this is the same promise God is giving us in the New Testament.
这个亦都是在新约时候神给我们的应许。
Even if you are a believer and you sin, God says, I'll forgive you if you repent.
若我们是成为信徒之后犯罪，是我们回转认罪的时候，神亦都会是宽恕。
And after that, Nehemiah's prayer became a dead commitment of himself to God to be used by him.
之后尼希米的祷告就是去委身于神。
And he knows that as a cupbearer, actually, his life is in the hands of this king.
作为王的酒政，他的生命就在那个王的手中。
And so he asked God,
他是求神。
I'm stuck here, no? I need you to grant me favor before this man. Then I can go to Jerusalem.
求你使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩，使到我能够去耶路撒冷。
And this man is the pagan king Artaxerxes.
这个人是外邦的王阿达薛西王。
And he was going to ask for what?
他是问他什么呢？
Later on you will find out he's going to ask God, ask this king to give him time off to go to Jerusalem to serve his people.
尼希米是请求这个王去给他时间去耶路撒冷那里去服侍他的子民。
Because his people are in trouble and are in disgrace.
因为他的同胞是受患难，而且是在凌辱的当中。
And he was ready to give up that comfort working in a palace to go to Jerusalem.
尼希米是预备好放弃那个舒适的生活去到耶路撒冷那里。
You know, it'snot easy for us to give up our comfortable life here.
对我们来说是在这里很难去放弃我们安舒的生活。
Especially to go to places like Africa, places like India.
尤其好像
要 stay there to serve the people.
要去到非洲那些地方或者是印度这些地方去到那里去服侍人。
You know, you hear of people coming back from short term so happy, so proud about what they were able to do, but that's only for 2 weeks. Or even 1 week.
有很多时候我们听到短宣回来的弟兄姊妹说很开心很喜乐的服侍，但是那些只是两个礼拜一个礼拜。
Try going for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years.
试下去到两年三年四年这么长。
Then that is really sacrifice.
那个就是真的牺牲。
And it's also not easy to find people giving up their time today to serve God in the church.
而且在今日是很难找到人去 去花时间牺牲时间去在教会里面服侍。
Even if we say, okay, we'll do this, but when it clashes with our plans, serving God goes first before our plans.
当我们去甚至乎去啊是我们是会这样做的时候，但是当有时间上面的冲突，那服侍神的那样东西就要摆开先。
You know, the only giving we will do is with our lips.
我们唯一会去摆上的就是我们的我们口讲的说话。
How to do this, how to do that.
应该要怎么做，应该要怎样做。
But ask you to give up your time or sacrifice yourself to do it. Sorry, I'm too busy.
但当我们被邀请去做一些要做一些事的时候，我们就说啊对不住，我太忙了。
You know, the word favor in Hebrew.
蒙恩这个字。
He asked for favor for this, asked God to give him favor before this man. The word favor in Hebrew has this, also this idea in it of a mother's love in it.
蒙恩这个字在希伯来话是有母亲对孩子的爱。
And we know that a mother's love never fails.
我们知道母亲的爱是永不改变。
Mother will love their children no matter how bad they are.
母亲是爱孩子，无论孩子是几咁坏。
And I've seen it in my own life.
我的生命都见到。
You know, when I was in the drug rehab center, my mother, you know, her glasses is so thick, you know, but she, every 2 weeks, she would take the trouble to travel an hour on the bus to go and visit me, and an hour later, visit me for 20 minutes, and then an hour to go back home.
当我在戒毒所的时候，我的母亲戴着一个很厚的眼镜，但是她都要花一个钟的时间来到探我，20分钟，再坐回巴士一个钟回到家。
That's mother's love.
这个就是母亲的爱。
No matter how bad you are, she will not give up on you.
无论你是变成几坏，母亲也都不会放弃你。
And this is the kind of God that Nehemiah is referring to.
这个就是尼希米所认识的神。
He appeals again to God to show this love to Israel.
他寻求神去将这种爱去摆在以色列人身上。
Despite their wickedness.
纵然以色列人甚是邪恶。
And to show him favor before this man so he can accomplish his vision.
并且寻求神去使他在王面前蒙恩，使到他能够做到这个的工作。
And if you read next chapter, you'll find that, you know, how Nehemiah spoke to the king. You wonder how come a cupbearer can speak so freely with the king.
我们在下一章的时候就会见到尼希米是怎样去跟王说话。我们就会去想为什么他可以作为酒政都可以这么自由的跟王说话。
And so some people suggest that Nehemiah is not just a cupbearer in that sense. He is actually the favorite cupbearer of the king.
可能有些人就讲，可能他不是只是一个酒政那么简单，而是他是最受王喜爱的一个王的酒政。
And he not only tested the king's food and drinks, but the king also asked him at times for advice and his opinions on things that he is thinking about.
不单只是只是试王的饮食，而且是在某些事上面问他的意见和看法。
And so he had a relationship in some way with the king.
他是某程度上是跟这个王是有些关系的。
And so the king knew him so well that because in chapter 2 you'll find that when the king looked at his face, he right away know that Nehemiah has something on in his heart. And he asked, why are you so sad today?
因此经文那里看到王是留意到尼希米的面容有些不同，为什么他会那么伤心呢？
And so Nehemiah actually had a pretty good life as a cupbearer.
因此作王的酒政尼希米在宫中是有几好的生活。
Except for the threat of being poisoned.
当然也是可能是会试到有毒的东西而死。
But he could just stay there and enjoy his life until he dies by poison or long life.
但是他可以在宫中那里生活，直至去可能是因为毒死或者是老死。
But he sacrificed it to serve God and his people in that messy situation in Jerusalem.
但是他放弃这个舒适的生活，去到服侍神，服侍他的同胞在这个患难当中。
And it's not easy for us to give up a good job and a good life.
对我们来说，放弃好的工作、好的舒适的生活是不容易。
Because they are too good for us.
因为对我们来说是太过安舒。
But do you know that when you read this book, you'll find that God rewards you with greater favor than you can ask for.
但当看到这个经卷的时候，就会看到神所给回你的会是更多，多过你所牺牲摆上的。
And you will see that Artaxerxes gave not only the permission for him to go to Jerusalem, but also the resources for him to accomplish his vision and mission.
阿达士西王不单止是给他这样去，而且是给足够的资源去让他去完成这个的事工使命。
And he was even promoted to become the governor of Judah.
他甚至乎是被升职去犹大地的省长。
Nehemiah chapter 5, you find this.
是第五章可以看到。
And that position gave him not only power and authority to carry out his job, God also provided him the resources to make sure that he succeeds.
咁样佢唔单止有能力同埋权柄去咁做，而且系有足够嘅资源去使佢喺呢个事工上面成功。
You see, we can never outgive God.
我哋唔能够俾得多过神所俾我哋嘅。
But on the other hand, there are people who think that, oh no, we just pray and then we don't have to do anything and then just wait for God to do everything for us.
有啲人觉得啊，我哋祷告，我哋就之后唔使做任何嘢啦。
And sometimes God does that for us.
神有时的确系会咁做。
But not all the time.
但是不是时常都是这样。
In fact, most of the time, he wants us to act by faith.
其实大部分时间神都想我们去凭信心去行出来。
He wants us to take that first step into the unknown.
他要踏出第一步去到未知之数。
Because in chapter 2, when he stepped into the unknown, the blessings just start flowing.
因为之后经文看到尼希米踏出那步之后，那些的祝福就一路地临到。
But yet at the same time, praying can be dangerous.
但同时这样看的时候，祷告亦都是很有严重的后果。
You know, especially when you are sincere about your prayer.
尤其当你真诚地去祷告的时候。
Because God may call you to make sacrifices for Him.
因为神可能会呼召你去作一个为祂而故去作牺牲。
And He wants you to step out in faith into the unknown.
要你去踏出信心的一步去到未知的地方。
You see, when you say you have faith,
当你说是有信心时，
you must act in obedience according to your faith.
必须要凭着信心去顺服地去踏出一步。
You know, the Hebrew writer says that without faith, it's impossible to please God.
希伯来书那里说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
But then when you go to James, James balances it for us.
但雅各书入边就提到另外一方面都要。
That is, he says, without deeds, your faith is dead.
没有行为，这信心本身是死的。
Works affirms faith.
行为表明了信心。
And if we say we trust God, we cannot have faith without works.
我们当我们讲我们相信神的时候，我们不能够只是有信心，但是没有行为。
You know, if we believe in God, in a God who keeps His word,
因为我们若相信神是信实的，
then we should be willing to trust Him and act on it.
我们就应该去相信神，信靠神，并且常常行出这个信心。
And we must act on it even in times of trouble.
纵然在困难的时间，
in times where it'sYou feel that it's like a disgrace, a shameful, you know.
纵然在患难在凌辱的时间。
And be prepared to make sacrifices by faith.
并且是预备好是凭信心的去作牺牲。
So God can use you.
好使神能够使用你。
He will use you to fulfill that vision He has given you.
神会使用你去履行那个意象。
But unfortunately, many Christians today, even leaders, just pay lip service.
但不幸地，很多基督徒甚至乎领袖正是口讲。
And they don't lift a finger to do anything.
不愿意去动一根手指头去做任何事情。
James also says that, you know, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
雅各亦都提到义人的祈祷能发挥很大的功效。
But it can only be effective when you are also acting in obedience by faith.
能发挥功效是当是那个人是愿意去凭信心顺服咁样行出来。
See, praying in faith requires putting faith into action.
是凭信心咁去求，是要将信心是摆去行，摆出行动。
And those who make those sacrifices will be used by God.
那些愿意去摆上牺牲的就会是被神使用。
And so we cannot say that, oh no, we are praying for a renewal.
我们不可以只是这样讲说、啊、我们去为到去更新去祷告。
We're praying that God will use us to rebuild the church.
我们求神去重建我们的教会。
But we are not ready to make those sacrifices.
但是我们却没有预备好去作任何牺牲。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
To be men and women of faith.
去成为信靠神的男男女女。
Who are not only willing to pray.
不单只是愿意祷告。
But also pay the price sacrificially.
而且是愿意牺牲的摆上代价。
You know, someone says this.
有些人是这样
说。The happiest people are the people, are the givers, people who give.
最开心的人就是施予者。
Not the takers.
而不是接受的人。
Why?
为什么呢？
You know, when I read that sentence, I asked the question, why?
为什么呢?
Because they are not complaining.
因为他们不是投诉着、抱怨着。
Because they are happy with joy, because they see the fruits of their hand blessing others.
因为他们是很开心可以将手里面的果子 去祝福其他人。
And all of us have experienced that when we help somebody, it brings us happiness and satisfaction.
我们大家都是经历过，当我们能够帮到人的时候，我们是自己都会有那个满足和喜乐。
But when we are complaining, we are unhappy and we are frustrated.
当我们抱怨、不开心、埋怨的时候，
That's why the happiest people are the givers, not the takers.
因此就是那些开心的人就是施予者，而不是接受的人。
You know, originally, I wanted to continue with my message from Revelation.
本来我想是继续是用这个启示录去到继续我的信息。
Because I haven't finished it yet.
但是我就没完。
But I decided to talk about rebuilding the church.
我决定是讲重建教会。
And rebuilding the church is not just using our lips.
重建教会不是只是用我们的口。
You know, we need to have love.
我们需要有爱。
Love for God and love for one another.
对神的人对彼此的相爱，
we need to pray,
我们要祷告，
and we need to sacrifice,
而且是去牺牲，
then we can rebuild the church.
然后才能重建教会。
So may God help us.
愿神去帮助我们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
天父，我们感谢你的话语，求神你自己深深地给我们你的爱，深深地给我们有个信心来祷告和奉献我们自己，来给你使用在建立你的教会。我们感祈祷是奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。